sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Amy Morasi Shayichu, and for Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, and Simcha Ben Nechagitl. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Mi shechacham v'yavin azot v'ashed diber pi Hashem elav yagida amav da'aretz nitzta kemidbar mibli over v'yomer Hashem al azvim istarasi asher nasati lefneim lo shamu v'koli v'lo halchu ba. Who is the man who is wise and can tell me why the land was destroyed? Why was Eretz Yisrael made into a barren, like a barren desert? Plus it continues, that Hashem says, Al Azvan es Torasi, the Chachamim couldn't answer, and Nevi'im couldn't answer, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, and that's the next pasuk. V'yom Hashem Al Azvan es Torasi, V'Hashem V'Kolig Lo Hilcha Ho Chuba. They didn't listen to my voice, they didn't walk in the ways of the Torah. Hainu lo shamu b'koli, hainu lo holchu ba. Or it says it's the same thing. What did Hashem add? Saying b'lo holchu ba. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, she'en v'varchem b'Torah t'chila. They didn't say brechas haTorah. And that's why Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, were destroyed. So this has been the subject of much discussion over the generations, this Gemara. Statement of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. And now we are going to see the Sefer Zev Yitrov in the and a Sefer on Shavuos in the second parak. It says in the Gemara, Parak Konim Yayin, Zaram Samuk Bezim Ralph, Tanya, Lavat Shem Lakachel Shemal Bakol of Dafkaba, Shlomo the Echo Shikuni Chachamesh and Shikuni Rebbe, Eshne Azakin Veshavi Yeshiva Eloma Meava. The Sefer covered love, O Shemma Kashem al Tzbosecha, Kasvim aloch libecha. Bomer Drecha Derechei Noyam, Bomer Etzchaim Gila Machazikim, Babisamchem, Mamisha. That you should love God and you should listen to His voice and you should cling to Him. That a person shouldn't say, I'm going to read Mikra, I'm going to read Tanakh, so they call me a Chacham. I'm a Mishnayis, they should call me a Rebbe. I want to be a Zakein, the Yashiv, the Yeshiva, I want to be this wise man, sit and learn. You shouldn't learn for any ulterior motives. Rather, learn Torah because you love Hashem. Not because everyone else is doing it. Not because of any other ulterior motive you might have. But rather, learn from love, the sofa covered love. And in the end, the covet's going to come. The honor will come. As it says, tie them on your fingers, write them on the boards of your heart. And it says, its ways are ways of pleasantness. And it says, it's tree of life, the machzikin bav v'simchem mu'usha. Maral writes in the seventh parak of Nesivat Torah, Aval Hashem Yisbarach yadvekes bo yisbarach. V'yavshah shetia ki'im al-yidei limud ha-Torah shu yadvekes bo. Loving Hashem is being dovek b'Hashem, is clinging to Hashem. And this can only be by through limud ha-Torah, which is Dveikus Bashem. If you amil ma Torah l'shum kavana acheres, if you learn Torah for any other reason, lo yikna al yidei haTorah Dveikus bo yisbarach, you won't be Dveik Bashem l'tilsif l'havas Hashem l'kecha l'dov kaba. The Ahava brings to Dveikus, l'Ahava brings to l'dov kaba. You have to love God and then you'll be close to Hashem. L'kach mefarish ha-kasev l'havas Hashem l'kecha shiom ad me'ava l'lo l'shum kavod. You learn for love and not because people are going to honor you. What's the raya from the pasuk of its ways are ways of pleasantness and all of its pathways are peace? Where do you see Avas Torah there? Something like this, you should definitely love because of the pleasantness and the peace that there is in Torah. Yosar al zeh mitzad ha'chaim shebetorah. And even more you should love Torah. Not only is it pleasant, and not only is it peaceful, but it's also life. Shenemar, it's chayim hi l'machazikim bo. Ubnei sha'atara ish b'dvarim elu roi she'yohav ha'torah. Ki adam b'teva oiv davar shu'tov. Because the Torah has these things, it's fitting that you should love the Torah. Because a person by nature loves something that's good. Ulefikach ha'ikar she'yah oiv ha'torah b'shvil ma'ilas ha'torah. You should love Torah because Torah is good. And when you learn Torah because you love Torah, you have Dveikus Bashem. When you love something, you're clinging to it. When you're loving Torah, you're Dveik Bashem, because Hashem is in the Torah. So we see from this Maharal that if you love Torah because of the Maila of Torah, because of the pleasantness and the peace and the life that's within Torah, then you also love the Nosein HaTorah. You also love the one who gave the Torah. If you love the Milas of the Torah, like Noam Simcha and Shalom, Noam Shalom and Chaim, you love the one who gave the Torah. And when you're clinging to the Torah, you're clinging to Hashem. So the Maharal here seems to contradict him, what he says elsewhere. Let's see what the Maharal says in his Hakdama to the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. He quotes our Gemara that we quoted at the outset. And he says, why didn't they make a bracha on the Torah? Sheina perish a bracha dibur repeh bilvad. A bracha is not just verbalizing something. They would say the bracha, they would verbalize it. But it's talking about the bracha, which is the Ava Gemur Vadvekos El Hashem Yisbrach, to love Hashem because He gave the Torah, that's the union of the bracha. And not all loves are equal. True love is with all your heart and all your soul. You love God with everything. And they didn't love God completely. And that's what was lacking. And that's what it says. Why aren't there Talmidei Chachamim around? That Talmidei Chachamim come from them. Of course they make brachas of Torah. But they don't make the bracha out of love. And then he continues and he says, Talmid Chacham libo davek al Torah. Ki chaviva Torah alomdea b'shvil ha'avosem l'Torah. Or else it's something very surprising that somebody loves Torah so much he forgets that he loves Hashem when he's learning. Because they love Torah, they don't love Hashem. Can't love two. The person's married and he says to his wife, yeah, that lady over there, I love her, but I love you too, I love you both. She doesn't want to hear that. She wants to hear she's the only one. Torah's the only one. When a person's learning Torah, and that excludes Hashem, it's going to be Hashem or Torah. A person's loving Torah, he's not loving Hashem. And that was the problem with Talmidei Chachamim. They were loving Torah, not loving Hashem. And that's why Talmidei Chachamim don't come from them, because they don't love. They don't properly love Hashem. The Siva of the Torah is Hashem. And they're not loving the Siva, they're loving the Torah itself. So in the Nesiva Torah, the morale says that you love Torah, Memela, you love Hashem, you're Davik Bashem. And here the morale says that it's mutually exclusive. Either it's Torah or Hashem. It's Misalek Abbas Hamakom, removes the Abba of Hashem. So Shneik Suvim HaMakishim Zed Zad Shiyabwa Kosev HaShlishi V'Achriya Beinayim. Maral says at the end of Perek Zayin of Nesiva Torah, when he talks about the fact that I am a Vrachim B'Torah Tchila, Talmidei Chachamim she'oskim b'Torah b'Ofen b'Torah b'Chafetzim b'Mitzad Etzem HaTorah she'Chachma Ki Kol Adam b'Teva Oy b'Chachma Fikach Ein Limud HaTorah Mor Al Avos Hashem Yizbarach Shul Shenasen HaTorah. But people like Chachma. Talmidei Chachamim learn Torah, because it's chachma. Adam b'teva likes chachma. You like to hear something intelligent. You listen to a good shir. It's intellectually stimulating. People enjoy intellectual stimulation. And that's what Torah is for people, and that has nothing to do with loving Hashem. It's loving Chachma. So based on this, we can say as follows. But when is loving Torah not loving Hashem? When you love Torah, because you love the Chachma of Torah, you say you love the Lamdas, just the Lamdas. But if you love Torah because the Torah is pleasant, because the Torah is peaceful, because the Torah is life, that shows that you love Hashem. That's the Maharal is talking about, the first Maharal we quote. You should love Torah because of the pleasantness, peace, and life of Torah, because of the Drachei Adachim Noam, Chom Sivasei Shalom, Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim. But that shows that you love Hashem. And the reason is because the pleasantness and the peace and the life of Torah, that's the pleasantness, the peace, and the life of Hashem. It's not separate from Hashem. But if a person loves Chachmas HaTorah because of what he understands Chachmas HaTorah, not because it's Chachma of Hashem, of course it's Chachma of Hashem, but he likes it because of the pure intellectual stimulation divorced from Hashem, and that's not loving Hashem, that's Misalek Abbas Hashem. He just likes the idea, and then he moves on in life. That's like somebody who learns but doesn't keep the Torah. He likes the ideas, but there's nothing to do with Hashem. So he doesn't have to keep it. It's not obligatory, it's rishus. It's the 10 suggestions, not the 10 commandments. The difference aren't commandments. But you get the idea that a person just likes, he likes the wisdom divorced from Hashem. When he likes the Noam Chaim and Shalom of Torah Durach Adachai Noam Chon Sivasei Shalom Yitz Chaim Lachazikim Ba. So he's clinging to Hatem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayom. The life of Hashem. Hashem's name is Shalom. That's what that's what he's loving, and therefore that brings him to Abbas Hashem. But if he's just in the world of Chachma, how he understands it, so that's a much lower Madrega. And he's not loving Torah for Hashem, but because of how he understands the Chachma, he likes the Chachma for himself, but it's not connected to the source. And therefore that's the Shelo Bir Chupa. That's the idea of not making a bracha. Of course they verbalized the bracha. It wasn't done out of love. They weren't connecting to the Nosein Torah. So that's the idea of making the bracha. Shekidishanu v'mitzvayse v'tzivanu kid. Kiddushanu, Hashem sanctified us, just like Hashem, ki kadosh ani. The mitzvosav milashon safta, milashon chibur. The idea of learning Torah is to be davik benosein haTorah. Otherwise we miss the point. To be careful, and we learn that it should bring lidei maisa, that it should connect to the source of Torah. We should live it, not just think it. Obviously this is a topic that requires much, much more insight, but Baruch Hashem, we will hopefully zocha to get some this year, hopefully to continue in the future. Have a beautiful day, sweetest friend.